Today's episode is sponsored by Fiverr. If you're a founder, you don't need more on your plate. You need leverage. That's why I keep Fiverr in my toolkit. I've used Fiverr over 130 times to get high-quality work done, from design to research to marketing assets, without slowing momentum. If you want to grow without adding overhead, Fiverr is the shortcut. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your first Fiverr order. Now let's turn to today's episode and let me ask you this question. What if your suppliers aren't just a cost center, but your fastest engine of growth? This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. Welcome to the show. If you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Today, we're going to peel back how many businesses treat their suppliers as purely transactional vendors and how that mindset is blocking scale. You'll walk away with a clear framework for upgrading those vendor relationships into growth partnerships. We'll uncover the three levels of those relationships: the baseline, growth, and strategic, how to pick where you are, how to shift to the next level, and what the real value looks like when you unlock that next level of relationship. If you lead operations, procurement, supply chain, or go-to-market, and you want predictable growth, not just cost savings, this is the episode for you. Now imagine this. You're CEO of a manufacturing business, and your single biggest supplier one day tells you they're raising lead times by 25% because they're full. You scramble, your production stops, your customers wait, and your margin starts to bleed. Now imagine instead, the same supplier calls you and says, "Hey, we see demand on your side going up. We've secured some extra capacity just for you. We'll co-invest in a tooling line and give you priority slots." Which situation feels closer to a vendor, and which one is closer to a partner? Which one fuels growth rather than just reacting on it? Now let's get practical. Here are the three things you can act on this week. Number one is to reset the frame. Ask your supplier, what would a true partnership look like for you? Frame them not as a cost line, but as a growth engine. That change alone can shift the conversation to a completely different place. Number two, map your maturity. Use a checklist like the one called From Vendor to Partner. You'll find the link to that in the show notes, across 12 dimensions. They are delivery confidence, cost structure, innovation contribution, product scope, technology integration, resilience, working capital, sustainability, governance, talent, and strategic intent. And number three, choose only one lever. Maybe it's moving from locked pricing to volume-based discounts. Maybe it's replacing manual reports with a shared dashboard. Small moves shift the tone and unlock new behaviors. Now let's get to the core of this model. I've built a visual framework called From Vendor to Partner. It maps the 12 partner elements that define your relationship maturity. I covered those just a second ago. Now, across those elements, your supplier sits on one of three levels. Let's start with the baseline partnership. And this is where their view of the world is just to keep things consistent. They deliver on time, execute your specifications, give you locked-in unit pricing, and provide standard SKUs. They're reliable, and that's about it. Then you go to growth partnership, where they're looking to grow on purpose. These suppliers offer flexible pricing based on demand, volume-based discounts, and co-develop the enhancements you need for your business to genuinely grow. You're both making decisions together, adapting based on data, and sharing dashboards and performance reviews. And then you have genuine strategic partnerships, where you're building the future together. This is where things get exciting, and they include things like embedding planning, shared capacity, API-level integrations, joint investment in research and development, new product lines or market-specific SKUs, ESG tracking, embedded teams, and a shared vision and co-owned outcomes. This is what the best-performing companies aim for: partners who don't just supply, but help you scale. If you're leading growth, supply, product, or revenue, you want at least one of these in your ecosystem, because these relationships don't just support your strategy, they become part of your strategy. Now, why does this make sense? Not just emotionally, but strategically. Well, you're aligning incentives. When your supplier benefits from your growth, they start investing alongside you. They make the next hire faster. They pre-build capacity. They improve their processes because they know it helps both sides. When it comes to operational resilience, most vendors will quote you lead times. Partners will give you buffers, share capacity, and help you react faster to demand shifts or supply disruptions. Then there's new value streams. Strategic partners bring innovation to you. Maybe it's white-labeled SKUs. Maybe it's new packaging formats. Maybe it's a new market insight. Whatever it is, you're not the only one driving progress anymore. And then there's improved financial structures, performance-based payment terms, shared risk, joint working capital investments. All of these reduce friction and improve your cash flow. If your current vendor relationships don't offer these benefits, you're leaving value on the table. In fact, you're paying for the relationship without extracting growth. So what happens when you get this right? Across dozens of businesses I've worked with, here are some of the outcomes. On time, in full, or OTIF delivery rises above 90% because you have shared demand signals and production buffers. Unit costs drop between 8 and 15%, not just because of volume, but because of joint efficiency efforts. Lead times shorten or become more reliable because partners invest in geo-redundancy and standby capacity. New products launch faster because you're not submitting specs, you're co-developing. And you reduce working capital strain with extended terms, performance-based payments, or through co-financing models. This isn't theoretical. These are the gains from just one level up, from vendor to growth partner. When you reach strategic partner, you're operating in lockstep. It's the difference between rowing next to someone and rowing with them. Let's be honest, this transformation doesn't always land smoothly. And here's five things that often go wrong. Number one, you change the language, but not the terms. You say partner, but keep the same pricing structure, the same reporting, the same power dynamic. No wonder nothing changes. Number two, you try to jump two levels too quickly. Moving from vendor to strategic partner without proving a growth phase rarely works. The trust, governance, and systems just aren't there. Number three, you pick the wrong supplier. Not every vendor wants to be a partner. Some don't have the capability, the mindset, or the leadership appetite. Trying to force it simply won't work. Number four, you don't embed the rhythm. Shared dashboards, monthly reviews, co-planning, these aren't optional. Without rhythm, it's just talk. And number five, your team isn't set up to manage partnerships. Procurement often optimizes for price, not partnership. You may need to rethink roles, KPIs, or even organizational structure. That's the reality check. Elevating a relationship takes effort. It means investing energy, trust, and capability, not just cash. So let's land the plane with these three actions you can take and use this week. Number one, audit your top three suppliers. Use the 12-element checklist. Which category are they in? Baseline, growth, or strategic? Number two, pick one growth level lever. Maybe it's performance-based pricing. Maybe it's co-planning or dashboards. Just start somewhere. And number three, put governance in place. Schedule a recurring check-in. Set shared KPIs. Define milestones. Make it feel different. Then, once you've proved it works for one, scale it across others. Treating a partner as a vendor is safe, but it caps your upside. Treating them as a partner, that unlocks margin, innovation, and resilience. As the CEO or go-to-market leader, you set the tone. This is not just procurement's job. This is leadership. Strategic growth starts with who you build it with. And remember, you'll find a link to the full From Vendor to Partner framework in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse still, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to the tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks again for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.